Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
It's a great day to make them and break them. New Year's resolutions, that is. On the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. How are you? Happy New Year 2022. It's the first time I'm talking to you in this venue anyway. I know we've done some shows in other outlets, including the Arts Radio Network, Podstream, and PopNet, but here our little freeform solo get-together. It's the first time I'm wishing you a happy, healthy, creative 2022. With that in mind, we'll offer my no resolution solution. You know how I feel about that. Well, maybe you don't. We'll talk about it. A primer on the Inspiration to Action Challenge to get you in a more creative, artistic mode. And we'll celebrate with some great music. Take on the cultural cacophony and measure dose. We'll see what comes over the transom. And we bid adieu to some notables as well. All of that and more. Love to get you in the mix. Here you're listening live. It is Saturday, January 8th. It's 11 a.m. out west. It's 1 p.m. central and 2 o'clock here in the frigid northeast. Rip of cold in my neck of the woods. I hope you're staying warm. Number in motion, 347-857-4505. Facebook page, Pop My Chat Box, also available for the live riders. And Twitter, of course, the 24/7 Oasis at AB Writes. All being held by the talented Ever-Ready TCF crew. Yeah, they're back for the new year. Always ready. Trudy and Aurora in the booth. ML at headquarters. The show brought to you in part by Old Navy. It's time to bundle up for great styles and savings at Old Navy. Also by Dunkin'. The universe still runs in Dunkin'. Enjoy all your favorites. Please do so safely. The universe runs on Dunkin'. And by PopNet. It's arts, culture, and conversation on air, online, up and running 24/7. And as you know, they feature select editions of the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show and those robust roundtables, which allow us a little breathing room when it comes to getting together and kicking back with some great music. Your Forgotten 45s are in the mix, of course. And we'll see what comes up on your mind as we all embrace better things for 2022. Welcome aboard. It is the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. So happy to have you aboard.
I know some Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown. Although our love is still special, let's take a chance and fly away somewhere alone.
It's been too long since we took the time. No one's to blame. I know time flies so quickly.
People say
Sting's Brand New Day on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show for Holly, and Melanie's Brand New Key for Nixie, for Pearlie, for Shay, Hardier Regulars All. Melanie Asafka has been rolling around those skates looking for that Brand New Key since the 70s. That darn thing must be rusted by now. John Lennon, of course, that beauty just like starting over, and wishing you better things from the Kinks on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show as we wish you all the best in 2022, and a lot of that surrounds creativity and our No Resolution Solution Department. Are you big on making resolutions? Have you made them? Have you broken them already? Weigh in. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. Should you find yourself joining us live for the Saturday, January 8th ride. We also have a Facebook page and the PopNet chat box open. Resolutions can work for some folks, sometimes not so much. As Mark Twain once said, New Year's Day is now the accepted time to make your regular annual good resolutions. Next week you can begin paving hell with them as usual. So we're already in that week now. He's already broken them in some cases, I guess. Jeff says, yeah, every year I say no resolutions, but I've been saying it for 10 years, so does it still count? It sure does. I do the same thing. And Tanya says, yeah, I always say exercise, but wind up exercising my mouth and my arm with the donuts and Doritos. I hear you. I get you. Sometimes, you know, you start anew when you start anew. that's my point. You can always do it anytime. It doesn't have to be artificially on January 1st, whatever it works for you. But when it works for you, and if you're thinking about it, I want to be in a more creative mode, the Inspiration to Action has helped some folks our challenge to inspire you to get going again more creatively. So with that in mind, I give a primer on it on the radio a couple of times a year, and I can always give it to you via our own personal connection for a creativity coaching counseling conversation, of course. But here's the quick challenge, the abbreviated version. Get yourself a notebook, and I mean a pen and paper notebook. I don't care what it looks like, line, not line, but it has to be pen to paper. And every morning or every evening or both, you wake up and you just write down three things. One thing that brings you joy, one thing for which you are grateful, and one thing that inspires you. And you might have repeats every day. You're doing this for about 10 days, say. And while you're doing it, I want you to think about and maybe jot down how you're feeling. Do you feel less anxious? Do you feel more energized? Do you feel happier? Or the reverse. Just write down your feelings as you're doing it. And then about a week or so, a week to 10 days later, I want you to write down three goals that you'd like to achieve in, say, the next, you know, the time frame is squishy. It could be 6 months, 18 months, depending on what it is. And just write down those three goals. And then break down each goal into 7 to 10 action steps that will take you to reach that goal. And sit with it for a few days. Again, it could be 5 to 10 days, depending on your mood. Reflect on it, think about it, mull it over in your head, and then embark on one of those. Maybe two. Some people are ambitious, but embark on one at a time, and you might be able to stagger it into the other, another one, depending on your time and your inclination. And just start doing it. And while you're doing it, you're still doing the ritual of the three things, one that brings you joy, one that for which you're grateful, one that inspires you, and just keep writing it down. And again, you may see some repeats. And just, again, keep in touch with your feelings. Write down like a journaling. And you can, as minimalistic as you want to do, some people just like write one line, other people want to go off, you know, on a tear in terms of journaling. Whatever makes you feel good. But get in touch with your feelings. How do you feel while you're doing this and while you're ruminating on those things which you are grateful for, those things that do bring you joy, that you do find inspiration in? It's all about your mood and lifting it and getting you more inspired, so I think that can happen. Keep doing that, and if you need a little more help getting into the right direction in terms of your creativity, by all means, please reach out via the website, amybetharkawy.com, easy access via the Twitter feed, and I will start a creativity coaching counseling conversation with you. The first one is always on me, but please give me 2 to 3 weeks to connect. And while you're at the website, you can also chime in with guest suggestions, big story, forgot 45 requests. There are links to the podcast, social media connections, and, of course, you can peruse my stories, the Eliza Gordon Mystery. Some other goodies are available for paperback, for ebook, via Cozy Cat Press, and other places. So avail yourself of all of that. It's one-stop creative shop at the website, amybetharkawy.com, and have a more creative life regardless of the woes of the world and other issues. You'll give yourself a chance to sing out. One of our unofficial theme songs from Cat Stevens on the Amy Beth Arkawy Show. Creativity is for everybody.
If you want to sing out, sing out. And if you want to be free, be free. There's a million things to be, you know that there are. And if you want to live high, live high. And if you want to live low, live low. But there's a million ways to go, you know that there are. You can do what you want. The opportunity's on. And if you find a new way, you can do it today. You can make it all true, and you can make it undo. You see, it's easy. You only need to know. Well, if you want to say yes, say yes. And if you want to say no, say no. But there's a million ways to go, you know that there are. And if you want to be me, be me. And if you want to be you, be you. But there's a million things to do, you know that there are. You can do what you want. The opportunity's on. And if you find a new way, you can do it today. You can make it all true, and you can make it undo. You see, it's easy. You only need to know. want to sing out, sing out. And if you want to be free, be free. 'Cause there's a million things to be. You know that there are, 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 you know that there are. About the Virgin Mary,
Business and celebrating the creatives among us. Elton John, Bernie Taupin, penning writing from the Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy Compendium. On the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Also, Dire Straits, lady writer on the TV, and Sing Out, one of our unofficial theme songs from the show, I should say, from Cat Stevens. So many ways to be, so many things to embrace. You choose what it is you want to do, what path you want to follow. And that's a great song featured on the soundtrack of that quirky film, early 70s, right? It's Harold and Maude, starring Bud Cort and the wonderful Ruth Gordon. If you haven't checked that out, you have to. It speaks for itself. It's just a quirky comedy. It works. It's weird, but it's such a great little movie. It is the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, celebrating creativity in all its forms. No resolutions, no pressure. But if you're ready to start new, the Inspiration to Action Challenge can help you. It's done it for a lot of folks, including Daphne and Pearl River, who writes in, thanks for the kick in the keister. I'm writing again. Hey, you're welcome, Daphne, and thank you for sharing. Keep going. May 2022 be your most creative and productive year. But no pressure and no resolutions. Speaking of resolutions, unofficial unscientific listener survey, do you make them? Do you break them? What do you say about resolutions? I'm not really into them. Although, you know, I do. There are certain times of the year, beginning of in September, because I was kind of programmed to go back to school, even though I haven't been in school in years, to sort of get moving. And I guess January 1st, just to think about starting anew. I take stock at the end of the year where I've gone, where I want to go, but I don't really make resolutions. I just do it. You know, I just the resolution is to just keep going and to re-embrace my ambitions and my creativity, I guess. So in a way, I guess it's time to reflect, but I don't know if the resolution thing works, but it does for some people. So I don't tell you don't do it. I just don't give into the pressure, or if you don't, the problem with it is you make them and then you break them, then you just sort of forget about it. I think it's an ongoing process. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Every day you can just decide to start a new one. It could be April 21st. You could just pick a random day that you just feel inspired and get started on something. So you never know. Don't restrict yourself to a particular time frame, I think. Nikki says, yeah, I'm always saying exercising, but I mostly exercise my right to go to the kitchen 3 or 4 times a night. I hear you. A lot of people do that, too. I don't make them because they don't work, so says Charlie. All right, there you go. Just do what you have to do. That's how it goes. When it feels right for you is when it does. So speaking of Lady Red on the TV, it kind of reminded me of Joan Didion, who we lost at the end of 2021. So many luminaries passed away. She was 87 years old. What a groundbreaker. She was a cultural observer and someone who was a shape shifter when it came to writing nonfiction and fiction. I mean, she did screenplays, too, with her late husband, John Gregory Dunn. remarkable writer. Some of those great books, Slouching Towards Bethlehem, The White Album, and, of course, in later years, The Year of Magical Thinking and others. Joan Didion, dive into her work. All this stuff is out there. The legacies continue. I just saw come over the transom that Marilyn Bergman, the songwriter, lyricist, along with her husband Alan Bergman, passed away. She was 93. They did a slew of Oscar-nominated and winning. I think they won 3 Oscars, The Way We Were, for you know, the Song of the Year with Marvin Hamlisch and others, Broadway shows, et cetera. She was 93, so lots of work left behind, though, that's for sure. Yesterday, of course, you know, we lost Sidney Poitier, the wonderful Oscar-winning actor, first African-American to win a leading male acting Oscar for Lilies of the Field. So many great performances. I was thinking about it yesterday, like, wow. Lilies of the Field, In the Heat of the Night, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. My favorite, I think, is To Serve with Love, but all of them are so powerful, and he did a lot of directing, too, and, of course, was a civil rights activist and icon as well, and a very classy man, and came up as a recurring character in a way in that John Gare play, 6 Degrees of Separation, where the intruder, the phony guy, is trying to pretend that he was Sidney Poitier's son when Sidney Poitier, in fact, had 4 daughters, I think. 4 or 6 daughters, but no sons. So and that line came up in the play. Very interesting. But and, of course, the great Betty White. No tears for Betty. She had a great life, great legacy of love and laughter and joy and beloved by everybody. But just missed the 100th birthday with there was such ballyhooed about. And she was 99 years old when we lost her. But in honor of her, there's this brewing thing about the Betty White Challenge on her what would have been her 100th birthday, January 17th. People are asked to donate $5 to an animal shelter of their or animal rescue of their choice because that whole mission and animals were so near and dear to her. So that's a great idea, and I think I'll do that too. So on we go, as they say. You do what you can while you're here, and some of these folks have left behind a great legacy, for sure. Peter Bogdanovich, also the other day just passed away, great director of The Last Picture Show, Paper Moon, Texasville, also a little bit of an acting turn here and there, most notably in The Sopranos, is Dr. Elliot Kupferman, who was Dr. Melfi's big-time boundary-breaking mafia curious shrink. So, yeah, you know, he passed away. He was, I think, 82, so it's amazing. People cycle in, cycle out. And it's always good to honor folks on their birthdays or anniversaries of their birthdays. We have two musical icons who were born on January 8th, different years, who are no longer with us. But boy, oh boy, they leave an imprint. Totally different artists, but very important legacies nonetheless. Elvis Aaron Presley, born January 8th, 1935, died at 42, but boy, is he still rocking and rolling into the universe, if you know what I mean, his influence. And born David Jones, known to the world as David Bowie, born January 8th, 1947, Bowie would have celebrated his 75th birthday. Sadly, we lost him a few years ago as well. But the music, it lives on and on the Amy Beth Arkley Show.
Pulled in just behind the bridge. He lays her down. He make me break down and cry.
Terrific.
Terrific. Ma, this is wonderful. I mean, this is a real happy ending. So, how come I don't feel all that happy?
I don't know. Is it because we know that Lillian's just plain lucky that a lot of old people do slip through the cracks and are forgotten? And maybe it may not be too long until we're elderly ourselves. I know, girls. Let's make a pact that we'll always take care of each other, that we'll never desert each other no matter what.
You can count on me.
But you think it's going to be that easy getting rid of me, Rose? That was rhetorical, Rose. Oh, but what a comforting thought, knowing you'll never be alone.
And listen, what the hell, if we do have to go to a nursing home, let's all go together. But what happens when there's only one of us left?
Don't worry, I can take care of myself.
Chief, he thinks that Harvey's innocent.
Well, I'll be damned.
Could I talk to you about it in private?
No, you can't talk to me about it in private, Chief, because I got Obers' wallet right here in my hand. We took it from Harvey Obers. You don't think he gave it to him, do you?
I don't know, but Obers could have come along after the crime, found it, picked it up. I don't know.
That's what the boy said he did.
Well, I'm sorry, man, but I say different.
Well, when I examined the deceased, it was obvious that the fatal blow was struck from an angle of 17 degrees from the right, which makes it almost certain the person who did it is right-handed.
So what? Old Harvey's left-handed, Chief. Everybody in town knows that.
Yeah, that's what we figured out, Chief. Harvey's a lefty, uh-huh.
Well, you're pretty sure of yourself, ain't you, Virgil? Virgil, that's a funny name for a nigger boy that comes from Philadelphia. What do they call you up there?
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
Those schoolgirl days are
From To Sir With Love, a not-so-forgotten 45 on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. For Donnie, for Johnny Fever's Hangover, and for Marcy, thanks all to chime in. Happy to be with you. Heart of your regulars all. Love to play with you guys in real time. And, of course, that classic They Call Me Mr. Tibbs clip from In the Heat of the Night with Sidney Poitier. It was to remember him and his legacy as he just passed away yesterday at the age of 94. And honoring Betty White, of course, that very prescient clip from The Golden Girls. Rose says, what happens when there's only one left? She was indeed the last of the Golden Girls. And the Golden Girls theme, which, by the way, was penned by Andrew Gold, but sung on the TV theme version by Cindy Fee. Also in there we heard from War with Why Can't We Be Friends? Mm-hmm. And that one for Brian. And a pair of rockers and very influential icons who share the same birthday today, January 8th, different years, and very different distinctive sounds, no longer with us, but both left an imprint that is huge in the musical and cultural lexicon. Elvis Aaron Presley, born 1935, would have celebrated his 87th birthday with his Burning Love, and David Bowie's Young Americans. He would have celebrated his 75th birthday. So God bless them both. The music, their legacy lives on and on, as is all the work of all the people that were set up. So you never know. Do what you can. Do what you're here to do, and you don't know who it will inspire. Inspiration to Action Challenge has inspired some folks. No resolutions. Does that work for you? An official unscientific listener survey. Do you make them? Do you break them? Claire has a bone to pick with me via Twitter. She says, aren't you hypocritical? You're giving out the challenge information at the same time saying that resolutions don't work. Well, a little quibble there, Claire. I hear what you're saying, but that's not what I mean. I'm not saying they don't work. I'm just saying it's arbitrary to say let's do it on January 1st, and then if we break it by January 8th, then we forget about it and we don't do it again. I say every day you can start anew. So it's not, whatever works for you. If it works to make the resolution, do it. I just don't find that picking an arbitrary day is the answer. I think any day that works for you, you can start. So start today. Start next week, whatever it works for you, and keep going and find a discipline in that as you go. But I see what you mean. I may be construed as being hypocritical, but I don't mean it that way. And obviously, I don't mean it that way. Nobody sets out to be hypocritical, I don't think. Maybe some people don't care, but that's all of this story. Bonnie says, yeah, I'm always doing the exercise and eating right thing, but by Super Bowl Sunday, forget it. The wings, the Doritos, they're all back in fashion. And Cynthia says, they talk about a dry January where people give up drinking, but with so much bad news in the world, I can't. I'm not a big drinker, so it doesn't affect me that way, but I understand what you're saying. And, of course, we marked, and we were talking about this in a couple other venues, the sad one-year anniversary of January 6th just this past Thursday, and divisions continue. I thought Joe Biden's speech was magnificent. One of the most powerful ones he's given. We still have divisions in this country, and I'm not sure where we go. But I do think the Democrats have a sense of urgency about helping us save democracy. And by the way, they're talking about voting rights. I know Biden is supposed to give a big speech on voting rights in Georgia this coming Tuesday. Finally, Schumer is lighting a fire under people. But let's light a fire not just under the Democrats. Why are we not pressuring some of the Republicans? And I say this to people who live in red states. Call your senators. I mean, what about Susan Collins? What about Lisa Murkowski? What about Mitt Romney and Ben Sasse? There's some quote-unquote reasonable Republicans out there. In the old days, the Republicans used to vote for voting rights. I don't understand this. We have to – don't just forget it. Don't just say, okay, because McConnell says he's going to do nothing. Some of these people might be able to be reasoned with. I mean, why are they any less possible contenders for reason than Joe Manchin, for example, has proven himself not to be so reasonable when it comes to certain things. So I'm just saying nobody should be off limits. Republicans are voted in by people, too, and if there's pressure by their constituents to do the right thing, maybe we'll get it done. So maybe I'm being naive and optimistic, but let's not just throw away the chance of maybe getting a few people on board as we try to reconstruct this filibuster business. It's nuts, just nuts. But anyway, January 6th, I have to say The Late Show, Stephen Colbert came through in shining colors, his team, to put together I don't know if you saw the video. I will post it for you. I posted it a couple of places. It's worth the watch. We have the audio from it, but you really have to see the visuals to go with it, too. They do a take on Seasons of Change song from Rent. It's called Abhorrent. Abhorrent. Give a listen. From The Late Show on the Amy Beth Erkley Show.
It is Thursday, January 6th. It has been 1 year, if you can believe it.
1 year.
1 year.
The 1 year anniversary of a violent assault on the center of America's democracy.
$525,600 minutes. 365 days since feces were smeared. 12,000 self-incriminating Instagram pictures. One Viking shaman doing 3.5 years. Inspectors, infectors, this guy tried to steal a lectern. Stupid facts, huge douchebag, and this has white shoes. 727 insurrectionists arrested. Hell should be jailed for this unsuccessful coup. How about this? Love is a traitorous scum. Let's repair it then. Done. Like Mr. Meany, but done.
7,328 camo-based outfits. 12,116 mason-induced tears. 147 treasonous dimwits. One of them really cannot pull off a beard.
Is that a bed?
One year ago today, in this sacred place, democracy was attacked, simply attacked. The will of the people was under assault. The Constitution, our Constitution, faced the gravest of threats. For the first time in our history, a president had not just lost an election, he tried to prevent the peaceful transfer of power as a violent mob breached the Capitol. But they failed. They failed. Are we going to be a nation that accepts political violence as a norm? Are we going to be a nation where we allow partisan election officials to overturn the legally expressed will of the people? Are we going to be a nation that lives not by the light of the truth, but in the shadow of lies? I will stand in this breach. I will defend this nation. And I will allow no one to place a dagger at the throat of democracy. We will make sure the will of the people is heard, that the valor prevails, not violence, that authority in this nation will always be peacefully transferred. This is not a land of kings or dictators or autocrats. We're a nation of laws, of order, not chaos, of peace, not violence. Here in America, the people rule through the ballot, and their will prevails. So let us remember, together, we're one nation, under God, indivisible. That today, tomorrow, and forever at our best, we are the United States of America.
Welcome back, everybody. She was nominated for 5 Grammys today and is one of President Obama's favorite artists, performing a special cover of Revolution, Brittany Howard.
Destruction and all the evil that I have to hear. Cause you know it's gonna be alright. Well, it is now.
What do you?
felonies longer than your wrong. His books and her charm hooked the teenage girl. Pervs and pedophiles had him lining up for miles on his private jet. The Lolita Express flew around the world. Thought she got away with it all. A knock came on her door. Clang, clang, Maxwell's in the slammer. She craves a king-size bed. Ghislaine Maxwell lost her glamour. No caviar, just bread. The prince has no defense. Photographic evidence shows him touching her. Jouffre claims that Dershowitz did the same. Trump, he wished her well, hoping she will never tell secrets that she knows. His dog whistle blows, so she won't name names. His Mar-a-Lago parties with Jeff were like a high school prom. Clang, clang, Maxwell's in the slammer. She might sing to the fair. Ghislaine Maxwell got the lander, a cowering in dread.
Judge. That's a forgotten deep cut 45 for Stewie and our other Legal Eagles on the Amy Beth Berkley Show. The founders having some fun, speaking of Legal Eagles, with the karma that has found Ghislaine Maxwell. Yeah, she's a convicted felon, officially 6 out of 7 felonies, faces up to 65 years behind bars. That's life in the federal slam as she just turned 60 years old. What a fool. What a stoop. And we heard Brittany Howard, that great version of the Nina Simone version of Revolution, the great Beatles classic, great version of that done some months back on The Late Show. A clip from Joe Biden and that very effective, I think powerful, his most powerful speech to date that he gave on January 6th. And The Late Show folks, again, Colbert and Company, having a lighter touch with Abhorrent, a takeoff on the Rent classic, Seasons of Change, and or Seasons of Love, I'm sorry. A great video, though. You got to see the video because the lyrics go with the pictures and so forth. I'll post that again for you. We did that earlier in the week. Anyway, good stuff indeed, as we have a tough road to hoe politically. And in terms of justice, some of the stories we were talking about this, you know, we're on Podstream doing a bunch of legal shows nowadays, but just on this venue, Ghislaine Maxwell, we said, was found guilty of a whole bunch of charges towards the end of the year. Also, Kim Potter, the police officer who accidentally shot Dante Wright instead of using the taser, was found guilty of manslaughter, faces, I think, up to 15 years behind bars. Her sentencing is in February. Elizabeth Holmes, the Theranos founder, guilty of, I think, 3 or 4 wire fraud conspiracy charges, could go up to 20 years behind federal bars. So tough stuff indeed. The Ahmaud Arbery murderers, the McMichaels, were found guilty, of course, of murdering that poor young African-American man who was just jogging down the street. They killed him, and they got life behind bars. No possibility of parole. Their friend, the ill-fated guy who just should have just stayed on the porch, Roddy Bryan, got life behind bars, but with a possibility of parole. But he's in his 50s, so it's 30 years before you even see a parole officer. So tough stuff, but they deserve it. Heartfelt, emotional, poignant, eloquent victim statements by the family, and a modicum of justice. I have to say that judge was very measured, and but told it like it was. It was measured throughout the trial, but gave it to them in a very judicious way, but in a very effective way, I think. What they did was so horrible. As the prosecutor, who did a great job, said, nothing comes good with vigilantism. She's so right. And I think the judge pointed out, what was his statement? When you see the worst in people, the worst in yourself comes out, and when you see the best in people, the best of yourself comes out. That's paraphrasing. But so true. These people were just, all these murders are horrible, I mean, let's face it, but this is just so senseless. They didn't have to go after him. And again, as I always say, but for the gun. If they didn't run after him with a gun, if they just walked down the street or chased after him, they wouldn't have done it. The gun gave them the courage to do it, but they didn't have to do it. He wasn't a threat. You know what I'm saying? It's just awful. Anyway, interesting stories. If you want more justice stories, we are on Podstream on various shows now doing that. And, of course, follow the Amy Beth Berkley Show every year, your podcast. Look, you're going to listen to select editions, too, on Arts Radio Network, PopNet, and, of course, Podstream. We do some of, not our show, but we do some other shows there. And, of course, all roads lead back to our website, amybetharkowee.com. Hey, thank you so much to the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth. Thank you so much for getting us through. Off to a good start in 2022. More to come, of course. And thank you for joining us. Please drive safe, play nice, dream big. Wear your darn mask, okay? Sometimes double mask. Get the right kind of mask that you might need. And get that vaccine. Neighbor of mine who did not get vaccinated, she got COVID. God willing, she's going to be okay. But she can't get vaccinated. She was going to get vaccinated, but now she's got to wait another 90 days. So this is what happens, folks. You got to do the best you can. Do what you can. Hey, please come back and see us on the Amy Beth Berkley Show. You know I love you all. I'll leave you with a couple more from those birthday icons, Elvis Presley and David Bowie. Take care. I'm wishing you good luck in the new year. You need it. We all need it.
Oh, yeah. Don't want a four-leaf clover. Don't want an old horseshoe. Want your kiss, cause I just can't miss with a good luck charm like you. Come on and be my little good luck charm. Ah, you sweet delight. I want a good luck charm hanging on my arm. To have, to hope, tonight. Don't want a silver dollar, rabbit's foot on a string. A happiness and your warm caress, no rabbit's foot can bring. Come on and be my little good luck charm. You sweet delight.
charm, I hang it on my arm. A true hat, a true hat, a true hope, a true hope, a true night. Toss it across the bay. Your love is worth all the gold on earth. No wonder that I say, come on and be my little good luck charm. Ah, you sweet delight, I want a good luck charm hanging on my arm. A do-hat, a do-hat, a do-hope, a do-hope, a do-night.